Hi, Dan Sheridan here, connecting you with the past. It was on this day, June 5th, 1723, a man who wrote an economics book that would have more influence than the Napoleonic Wars is born. Who is he? Let's tell the story. The colonies declared their political independence from England in 1776. We know the rest of the story, but what many may not know is that the same year the Declaration of Independence was written, a monumental book was released espousing the principles of economic freedom, a book which greatly influenced the founding fathers. It's no coincidence that 1776 was the year that both political and economic principles of freedom were declared to the world. Freedom was the trend of that era. Here's the background. The colonists were not allowed to develop their economy along lines of their own choosing. The English government practiced mercantilism, which is a system of various government controls over the economy with the goal of profiting the mother country. Mercantilism, in a nutshell, is a theory based on contradictory ideas. For instance, a mercantilist believes that when an exchange is made, one side benefits and the other side loses. So mercantilism was about enriching a single nation at the expense of other nations. Now, one of the greatest dangers of mercantilism is that it turns peaceful trade between individuals into unjust competitions between governments, and that usually leads to war. Now, by the mid-1700s, there were men who began questioning mercantilist philosophies. The first attacks were launched from France. French economists said that the circulation of wealth within a nation, like the circulation of blood in our bodies, must take place according to certain natural laws which could be studied scientifically. These men were called physiocrats, and their system was called physiocracy, which means the rule of nature. The physiocrats came up with the concept of laissez-faire. The physiocrats said that if the people want more wealth, the government shouldn't be focused on trade and manufacturing. For instance, in the case of farming, physiocrats believed government should let farmers sell their produce freely, unhampered by laws or tariffs. They believed that people were allowed to produce and sell as they pleased, it would automatically increase the wealth of everyone. So their motto was, let things alone. Now, the man who really popularized the idea of laissez-faire was born on this day, June 5th, 1723. His name is Adam Smith. Now, we're not completely sure of the exact date of his birth, but Smith's baptism was recorded on June 5th, 1723 in Scotland. So we're going to go with June 5th. Now, Smith was a Scottish professor of philosophy who popularized French economic ideas in Great Britain. Smith returned to Scotland, where he wrote a groundbreaking book on economics, a book which would have more influence on 19th century history than Napoleon's wars. Believe it or not, a book had more influence than all those wars. The book is called An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. Now, what's fascinating is the year of its publication. 1776, the same year as the Declaration of Independence. That year marks the beginning of the popularization of political and economic ideas of freedom. In his book, Smith built on the works of others and made improvements of his own. Anyone who has read the book knows the great story about the pin maker, which illustrates specialization and the division of labor. You ought to read it for yourself. Smith said this: according to the system of natural liberty, the sovereign has only three duties to attend to. Three duties of great importance indeed, but plain and intelligible to common understandings. First, the duty of protecting the society from the violence and invasion of other independent societies. Secondly, the duty of protecting, as far as possible, every member of the society from the injustice or oppression of every other member of it. And thirdly, the duty of erecting and maintaining certain public works and certain public institutions. Now, as you can see from that quote, Smith wasn't anti-government. He wasn't an anarchist. He was for all the good government necessary, no more, no less. Smith saw firsthand the depressions and wars that were caused by government officials who thought they could direct the economy and use it as a type of warfare with other nations. Smith said that government officials promoting mercantilist ideas were playing God. Here were his words. The sovereign is completely discharged from a duty, in the attempting to perform which he must always be exposed to innumerable delusions, and for the proper performance of which no human wisdom or knowledge could ever be sufficient. The duty of superintending the industry of private people and of directing it towards the employments most suitable to the interest of the society. That's the quote. Well, Smith promoted free enterprise while limiting government to the role of protecting the people from fraud and injury and maintaining peace. It was on this day, June 5th, 1723, Adam Smith, Scottish philosopher, economist, and author of The Wealth of Nations, is born. This is Dan Sheridan. You've been connected with the past. The present and future are now yours. So make a difference wherever you're at and in everything you do today. And remember this, be good to each other because we're in this together. We'll be right back.